Offside. Nemotorizirano okolje. V več 400 čeških mestih, med drugim v Brnu, Ostravi in Plznu, so se minuli konec tedna zbrali protestniki v podporo predsedniku države Petru Pavlu. K demonstracijam, ki se jih je v Brnu udeležilo okoli 9000 ljudi, je pozvala civilna skupina Milijon trenutkov za demokracijo. Protesti so nadaljevanje ljudske mobilizacije iz začetka februarja, ko se je shoda v Pragi po podatkih organizatorjev udeležilo okoli 90 tisoč ljudi. Razlog za proteste je odločitev predsednika Pavla, da častnega predsednika stranke Motoristi zase Filip Turka ne imenuje za ministra za okolje. Spor med Pavlom in vlado premijeja Andreja Babiša, vodjo stranke nezadovoljnih državljanov, krajše ANO, se je nato nadaljeval, ko je Peter Macinka, najhitrejši med motoristi ter češki zunani minister, predsednikovemu svetovalcu poslal grozilna sporočila. Novinarka in aktivistka Gwendolyn Albert pove, zakaj se organizatorji niso odločili za protestno akcijo v Pragi.
The protests that just happened all around the city, or all around the country rather, of the Czech Republic, were part of a series of protests that's being organized by a group called Million Moments for Democracy. This is a group that came together almost 10 years ago because they were primarily concerned about the conflicts of interest that Czech Prime Minister Andrej Babiš has, being in power and being such a billionaire and such an important economic player. And so the reason that they weren't in Prague was twofold. First of all, it was the case that there had been an enormous demonstration in Prague in early February. And the main reason that that people today are protesting is that they very much disagree with what the current government, which is led by Babiš and his ANO party, are doing. Specifically, they've brought into government with them two very, very small parties, something called the Freedom and Direct Democracy Party and another party called Motorists for Themselves, which is like an anti-environmental protection party. In early February, I think it was February 4th, there was a demonstration held in Prague that was so big that they had to basically, it covered two squares in the center, which are very, very important symbolic places to the Czech people. And on that occasion, they asked people to turn out all over the country so that people wouldn't be able to say, that's just Prague. It's only people in Prague who think the president is okay.
Trenutno koalicijo sestavljajo tri stranke. Babiševa populistična stranka ANO, skrajno desna Svoboda in demokracija, ki jo vodi češki nacionalist z Japonske Tomio Okamura, in antizeleni Motoristi. Po zmagi na oktobrskih volitvah je nato Babiš predsedniku države Pavlu odnesel seznam kandidatov za ministerske stolčke, na katerem je bil Turek predviden kot zunani minister, a mu je bil kasneje dodeljen okoljski rezor. Po sestanku s češkim predsednikom je Babiš sporočil, da Pavel meni, da Turek ne bi smel biti del vlade. Časovnico neimenovanja pojasni sogovornica.
Well, it basically started with the nomination of the cabinet. President Pavel met with the prime minister and heard from him how he was planning to split up the ministry posts among the coalition members. And when he heard, at first, the motorists wanted to appoint this controversial person as foreign minister, which would have been even more absurd than to have him as environment minister. And Pavel said no. And then that after that followed sort of a lot of horse trading and negotiations behind the scenes, and the president simply has held firm because it's very clear to him that this man really shouldn't be given power. He is actually under police investigation for some of the things that he's done in the past. And he has since been appointed to a position that's not very meaningful. It's the government commissioner on climate policy and the Green Deal. And he keeps sort of claiming that he's really going to be the power behind the environment ministry anyway from that position.
Predsednik Pavel in kandidat za okoljskega ministra Turek, ki rezervoar za gorivo po lastnih navedbah vedno napolni do 88 litrov, sta se decembra lani na to srečala, da bi se slednji zagovarjal pred predsednikom in razložil, zakaj obtožbe rasizma in homofobije po njegovem mnenju ne držijo. Toda Turek Pavla ni prepričal. Po navedbah urada predsednika so bili Turkovi zapisi preveč problematični, ter so zamajali predsednikovo zaupanje v kandidat glede iskrenosti in varovanja vladavine prava. Pavel se je v začetku leta sestal še s premijejem Babišem, ki je predsedniku države tudi uradno predložil Turkovo kandidaturo. Babiš je dejal, da je apeliral na predsednika, da premisli in odobri imenovanje za dobrobit države, a pri pobudi ni bil uspešen. Turka predstavi Albert.
He wanted to nominate as environment minister a very controversial person who has been exposed by the media here as somebody who has been engaging in really sort of adoration of Nazism. For years and years, they published sort of an archive of his social media posts where they showed not just sort of a flirtation with Nazism, but misogynistic remarks, sexist remarks, a very tasteless remark, which he actually disputes that he made, about a Romani girl who was the victim of a neo-Nazi firebombing here in 2009. So he is a person who doesn't have the character that many people here feel you should have if you're going to represent the country at the national level. He was nominated, and the Czech president refused to appoint him. The president has that power. Presidents in the past here have rejected nominees from the incoming government. And so the people are turning out to show their support.
Ko je predsednik naznanil, da ne bo potrdil Turka kot ministra za okolje, je predsednik motoristične stranke Peter Macinka predsedniškemu svetovalcu Petru Kolarju poslal grozilna sporočila. V njih trdi, da bo omejil predsednikovo vlogo na prihajajočih srečanjih Severnoatlantske zveze NATO, če ne bo potrdil Turka kot okoljskega ministra. Več pove sogovornica.
After the president made it clear that he doesn't consider this nominee to be of the caliber necessary to serve in the government. Behind the scenes, the party chair of the motorists sent threatening messages to one of the president's advisors about, you know, bad things will happen if my guy doesn't get the ministry post. And the president immediately publicized the fact that those messages had been sent. And this is just, people don't like this. They don't want their politicians at the national level, or really at any level, to be engaged in these sort of mafioso-type practices with each other. And so that's basically why.
Kot pojasnjuje sogovornica, je edini način za odpravo blokade sprožitev tožbe predsednika vlade na ustavnem sodišču proti predsedniku države. To možnost je Babiš zavrnil.
It is not usual, and Pavel was very clear when he when he took this decision that he knew it was unusual, but that he thought that the situation was extreme enough to warrant it. And yes, President Zeman rejected a nominee. So yes, it has happened before. The only way that it could be overturned would be for the prime minister to sue the president in the constitutional court and get them to say, no, you can't do this. But Babish has said he doesn't want to do that. And I think that's an indication that, you know, he probably recognizes that Turek is a bad choice for the motorists to put forward.
Eden glavnih načrtov Babiševe vlade je reorganizacija javne češke televizije, krajše ČT. Eden izmed vladnih predlogov je ukinitev mesečnega prispevka, ki trenutno znaša 8 evrov na mesec. Vlada je napovedala več novih ukrepov, vključno s spremembo opredelitve javnih medijev in bolj učinkovito uporabo sredstev. Nedavno je slovaška ministrica za kulturo Martina Šimkovičova obiskala njenega češkega kolega Ota Klempirja iz stranke Motoristi. Namen obiska je bila po poročanju Deutsche Welle pomoč Češki pri implementaciji reform na področju javne radiotelevizije. Leta 2024 je namreč slovaška televizija in radio zamenjala radio in televizijo Slovaška, dva tedna potem, ko je parlament sprejel uredbo o javnem radiju in televiziji. Vlada Roberta Fica je zakon predlagala, ker je prejšnji javni medij po Ficovih navedbah o njej poročal neobjektivno. Več o dogajanju glede češke javne televizije pove sogovornica.
Well, they will claim that their changes are part of saving people money, which is of course absurd because public broadcasting is paid for by the state one way or another. But it's a big populist hit to tell people you won't have to pay this fee every month. So people who don't understand the bigger picture will think that this is, you know, a good idea. And what they will try to do, very simply, is they will try to get their people aligned with promoting this government and its policies, into the positions at Czech television. Many of the broadcasters, Czech television and Czech radio, and the journalists have come out very strongly against getting rid of the user fees and come out against, you know, any of sort of the restructuring that's been suggested. The public broadcaster has always been a bone of contention. It's always been sort of a target that politicians on the right have eyed and wished that they could stop it doing its work. So, you know, this is just a continuation of that, essentially.
Češka vlada je januarja sprejela državni proračun za leto 2026. Sprejeti proračun ustvarja deficit v višini 107 milijonov evrov. Ob tem je češki fiskalni svet izdal negativno mnenje. Po mnenju sveta je v predlaganem proračunu veliko nesoglasij in vsebinskih konfliktov. Fiskalni svet je podprl proračun prejšnje desno-sredinske vlade pod vodstvom Petra Fiale, ki ga je ta sprejela septembra 2025. Trenutna vlada je prejšnji predlog proračuna spremenila in spremenila zneske namenjene posameznim resorjem. Po mnenju fiskalnega sveta je trenutna vlada prekršila omejitve glede deficita, ki je previsoka za 26 milijonov evrov. Prejšnja vlada je namenila več sredstev za reševanje stanovanske problematike, več sredstev je namenila tudi občinskim uradom, na katerih lahko državljani dobijo brezplačne nasvete glede iskanja nepremičnin ali nasvete pri odplačilu hipoteke. Proračun mora potrditi še parlament. Po mnenju sogovornice je Babiševa vlada v proračunu odložila več pomembnih projektov, da bi zmanjšala letošnji primankljaj.
Claiming that it will be less in one way, but the opposition claims that it's going to increase debt in the wrong way in another sense. It's hard to know who's making the argument that's closest to the truth. actually, in when you see the political discussion. I know that they've done things that have been quite distressing to people. For example, one way that they a tactic that they have for reducing spending is simply to postpone some spending. So there was a program that was supposed to help people who need to secure their housing situations by opening up municipal-level advisory offices where people could go to get advice about how to find housing or structure the payment of the cost of their housing or get support for their housing. And that's all been pushed back by about a half a year so that the cost of it won't run this year and it can look like a savings. It's something that has to be done. It's a law that was passed, and so it does have to be implemented. But they're simply postponing it so that this year the budget will look better. That's just one very small example of sort of the kind of tricks that they're up to. But it's not good because it means that it also impacts the way the social welfare system pays housing subsidies. And it means that people who were counting on a new program kicking in earlier this year now have to wait. It costs, it causes a lot of, I'd say, sort of wasted time and energy within the administration to ask people who were working on launching something to postpone it and to continue in the old mode. No one is a fan of this, basically, that they've decided to do this.
Češki okoljski rezor po zavrnitvi imenovanja okoljskega ministra ostaja nemotoriziran. Češka tako ostaja peška. Offside je pripravil vajenec Tim. Erman je pel, gledal smučanje in prinesel krofe.
Offside.